This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome back for another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios all the way from across town is the band Patchy Sanders. Hello, Hi. You guys. Welcome.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Probably long overdue to have you guys in. And once again, we've got six people in the studio, so it is a rather crowded room for a live session. In the room with me, Danny and Jackie Aubert, Ian Van Ornum, Dan Cheryl, Sarah Wilbur, and Eric Jones. I'm not even going to try to do left to right without screwing it up. But we've got a whole lot of instruments. We'll talk about those and how the band and all of you got together. The newest release, a full-length released last fall, called And the Wild Peach Forest. So Patchy Sanders and the Wild Peach Forest. Let me start by asking how all six of you ended up in Ashland at the same time. I don't know who might want to field this one.
I'll start that one. I came and went to the massage school here. So that's how I first came. And Ian, my partner, and I conceived our child, Eowyn, and I called my sister, Jackie, who's also in the band. I said, you really should move out to Ashland. You'll really like it. No, you will. She was about to, like, consider a corporate job, and I was like, I think you should just come out here and check it out. You'll really like it. And so she did. She came out to help me sort of, like, in the beginning stages of the baby coming. And Dan was living in Portland at the time, and we kind of convinced him to come down here because it was such a nice town. And so that was the first members of Patchy Sanders, and it actually started out with 12 people. It's a longer story.
Wow.
But after the core started the band, then we found Eric at the Artisans Market at downtown, and we found Sarah at the Growers Market downtown. And they have their own stories of how they got here. Sarah was in the symphony, in the Rogue Valley Symphony, and she decided to put that on hold for the band.
Are any of you Ashland locals, or have you all transplanted from elsewhere?
All transplants.
Wow, yeah. That's kind of amazing that of all of you, when it was a 12-piece, how many were locals?
None
of them.
None.
They're all our friends that had come to visit us.
And from whereabouts have you all come? You know, you from Portland, but where else?
Well, originally I'm from Pennsylvania. Jack is from Pennsylvania, and Danielle is from Pennsylvania, too.
We all grew up together, actually.
Really?
Like a mile apart.
I used to ride bikes
apart
to his house. I was friends with his brother.
Yeah. So you've all migrated together.
Yeah.
Just
took some time.
Kind of a different time.
In our own path.
Well, you guys bring a lot of different influences to the music that you create. Before we talk about that, let's hear you play something. What do you guys want to start with today?
We're going to start with Darkest Scarlet Wild Rose.
On my belly, I close my eyes and fall into the epic dream where the sea grows and wants to engulf me. I'll never walk the sands of that beach. Last night he comes to bed with me to touch the soles of my feet with his wig to find he's gone to sleep in some other place than this. I've not found a lover or a place to rest my soul, but the mystic stairs uncover our eternal lives belong. Where you're coming from, not where Sweet and death, and stung her like a
That is Patchy Sanders live in the JPR studios. Music from their new album called Patchy Sanders and the Wild Peach Forest. Before we get to another tune, let's talk a little bit about your individual musical backgrounds, because as I mentioned before you played, you guys bring so many different things to the table. How many of you come from a traditional music background, and how many don't?
Well, I think the only traditional music background is probably Sarah, but it's classical.
How does that fit in with the group?
She's the violinist.
Well, I would say that while our music is often characterized as folk music, we actually have a lot of other traditions, like you said. And I think the classical element brings in a more melodic and lyrical and orchestrated side to our music. For me, that comes very naturally. What's been difficult is playing a little more bluegrassy.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had to unlearn some of the techniques that you learned.
Yeah, my perfectionist mind has to kind of take a backseat, and I have to let loose a little more, which is difficult, but it's been a good challenge for me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the album. You recorded this down in Weed. Mm-hmm. With the help of Sylvia Massey, who these days is now actually in Ashland, but ran an incredible studio down in Weed, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, that people in the music industry knew about. How did you make the choice to work with her and travel down to record down in Weed?
Well, we're huge fans of a singer-songwriter named Joanna Newsom, and we like to read all the tidbits of every record that we buy, like all the album liner notes and all that business. And on Joanna Newsom's record, Have One On Me, it said recorded, some of her harp parts were recorded in Weed.
Where?
Yeah. So we did some sleuthing. It said, you know, Loud Palace Studios or something on the CD. And Ian, mandolin player, called her like kind of nonstop every day and was like, I want to figure out what the story is here. Because we want to record a record and we want to see, you know, if it'll be a good place for us, you know. So eventually, Ian got her on the phone, and she invited Ian, Danny, and I, because Jackie wasn't here and Eric, Sarah weren't in the band yet. She invited us down to go see the studio. It was the middle of winter, and we're like, wow, this is the studio. It's a huge, like, haunted theater. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
It's still there. It's like, you know, 50-foot high ceilings, huge ceiling fans, and we recorded it on the stage of the theater. And there's all these seats, and what was interesting about that experience, and I think for many studios, the board is in a separate room, but for this studio, the board was in the same room.
Oh, really?
So there was like, it was a big space, but it was like you had to be silent in the space when recording was happening, which was fun.
So did you do individual parts separately, or did you play as if it were live?
Initially, she wanted to record us as a live band, and we were like, you know what? We don't really want to do that. We want to take each song and meticulously work through every bar.
Song. You know, her resume speaks for itself. If you look through the credits of albums she has worked with, but one area that generally she has not worked much in is the acoustic folk area.
Mm-hmm.
So how did her background and her experience and her technique apply to the kind of music you guys were making?
Right. So in my experience, she brought kind of like the edge to our music is kind of soft and flowy, and it has, you know, the colors don't quite contrast so much. Whereas she brought like this clear, she's a master. Working with her, she's like a master, just a recording engineer, master. Like she managed us so well in the studio. She's like, no, do it again. That wasn't it. I was like, well, that felt good. She's like, no, wasn't quite it. Do it again. And then so we kept on going.
You know, especially being here at the radio station, you know, we hear so many records that come in each and every year, and there are records that you can put on, even with a pair of headphones on, and it sounds like the band is 15, 20 feet away from you. And then there are records where you put the headphones on, and it feels like they are 2 inches right in front of your face. And all of that is due to having a producer that understands how to make that immediacy and intimacy pop on a record. Is that something that you guys experienced when you were putting all of the various tracks together?
Most definitely. My guitar was mic'd several different ways for different songs. Our vocals were either in a dark room with no light or out in the open with the window, with the doors open, or
something. Or like her doing funny faces or like evoking emotions and stuff from us. She was like dancing in front of Danny when she wanted some emotion. I can't remember if she wanted Danny to like be sultry or funny, but she was like, you know, really, you know, knowing.
You in the mood.
Yeah, totally.
She knew what she wanted and she knew how to get it.
Yeah,
it was just a matter of getting it.
Patchy Sanders is my guest, the live in the JPR studios. Their newest album is called Patchy Sanders and the Wild Peach Forest. What do you guys want to play next?
We're going to play a tune called Mrs. Henry.
Go to sleep, Mrs. Henry. 'Cause I've been losing my mind, I've been losing my mind, I've been losing my mind. Down the street, Mrs. Henry. The kids are breaking the rules, 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 to send them back to school. Go to sleep, Mrs. Henry. 'Cause I've been losing my mind, I've been losing my mind, I've been losing my mind. And don't you worry, Mrs. Henry. The kids are doing fine, 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 beyond the property line. Henry, I know you'll understand, I know you'll understand, I know you'll understand, I know you'll understand, it's written on my hand.
Mrs. Henry, that is live from Patchy Sanders from their album Patchy Sanders and the Wild Peach Forest here on Jefferson Public Radio. You guys seem to perform a lot. Just looking at your tour schedule over the next month, it's almost every day, it seems. You guys must like to hop in the vehicle and travel around.
Well, actually, that's our least favorite part.
So you like to be in places. You just don't
like to
go.
We like to play music, really, yeah. To as many people as possible in many places as possible. And we fit as a six-piece band with a three-year-old and a babysitter and an upright bass, which takes space of like two humans, really, in two vehicles, a Subaru and a little Honda Civic. And wow, we couldn't fit an extra mandolin if we wanted to in there. Not that we would need another mandolin.
Do you have a chart to fit everything in, like one piece at
yeah.
a time? It's numbered?
There's full systems, and if you don't pack it perfect, you have to start again.
Yeah.
So it's true.
It is true.
I pack my car pretty much always because uh-huh. it's a very strategic Tetris game.
You guys could hire a web developer to make like a Patchy Sanders Tetris game for your website.
We could hire, we'd like to hire actually a lot of people to do a lot of things for us at this point.
Let's talk about the name of the album, because as I understand, it was actually inspired by the place you live in Ashland.
We mulled over that for entirely, pretty much a summer, an entire summer. And we talked and had many, many meetings, and we just weren't finding something that we were all happy with. And very strange names. And as we were designing the lettering for the front cover, Jackie, she just wrote out "And the Wild Peach Forest" as an example of we could use this font. And when she wrote it, we were like, scratch our heads, wait a second. Well, and the Wild Peach Forest.
Like Danny, I didn't even show anyone, and it was just on the paper, and she was like, "And the Wild Peach Forest, like, this is it." And everyone's like, "Yeah." It was just like immediately, I was like, "Okay." That's after months.
It seems a little random.
Yeah, it was pretty random.
But the cool thing about it is that why it came together is we also didn't know what photo or painting we wanted as the front cover. And after the Wild Peach Forest came, I was like, Jackie, let's look at your paintings because she's an amazing painter. And we filed through and we saw this one that was perfect. And it was like, it was the Wild Peach Forest. So it was like, yes, this is the photo we're going to use. This is the painting we're going to use. This is the title. And everyone was happy, which is what we needed. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone was satisfied. We all have to make compromises.
That's a good moment when you can all acknowledge and move on together collectively. Yeah. Where do all of you guys rehearse in town? Is it at home? Do you rent a space to rehearse? Because with all of your gear and with all of your personnel, you actually need some physical space to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. The beauty of our setup is that if we don't want to, we don't have to plug in any of our instruments. The biggest thing is the upright bass, and the guitars that we use are big. But thankfully for me, we usually rehearse at my house, which is, you know, probably as big as this studio. Maybe a little bit bigger. Yeah. It's pretty small. But as you see, in here, there's six of us, but once all the cases are gone, once all the, you know, chairs and tables are gone, we can fit in a pretty tight spot.
I was reading also that in addition to the instruments that you've got here, you also occasionally bring in harp or other things. Were those instruments that you all just naturally had anyway, or things that you sought out because you were looking for a new sound that you wanted to bring into the fold?
There are instruments we had around. The harp, we had a really beautiful harp that a friend loaned us, and then she took it back, and so we replaced it and got one once we started integrating into the band. And I played penny whistle, so we brought that into a tune, and Ian played bouzouki, and he also plays guitar and dadgad tuning. So he's got a second guitar with us on tour. And so, yeah, all those instruments we already played, but we're starting to think about new textures, like maybe like the harmonium or something. We've been fiddling with new sounds.
That's not going to fit in the Subaru or the Civic.
I know, that's a problem.
It's Patchy Sanders, my guests, live in the JPR studios. They are out in support of their album called Patchy Sanders and the Wild Peach Forest. PatchySanders.com, the website to go for information on the band and their latest tour stops. Do we have time for one more? What do you want to wrap up with today?
This one's called Ancient Ancestry.
Oh.
a body of ancestry. Carrying the currents of the wounded one, carrying the currents of the warrior's son. I stand there on a breeze, sweet breeze, to this ancient sea that brought strong bodies to believe, the foundation to be free. The minds of creation evolving from sea to sea. Survival turns pages, wheels spokes turn to rest. And no, the Appalachian mountains you hold the strength of a wise old woman. And oh, the Appalachian mountains you hold the strength of a wise old woman. This new life, a baby cries for just a big wife. Oh, my child knew of a green expanse, home that allowed her bare feet to dance through the gardens that grew for her mother's hands, as a cornball in blue her every wish ashamed. The dreams are night, every new moon clear, not the old Atlantic Sea. And oh, the old Appalachian Mountains, you are the key that unlocks the history of my deep ancestry. Dust and spoon, wood and floor, and it's been cleaned by the breeze that flows within me. And now I see the reflection to be a child that is Nara, the old Atlantic Sea. And oh, the old Appalachian Mountains, you are the key that unlocks the history of my deep ancestry. Ba-dum-bum-ba, ba-dum-bum-ba, ba-dum-bum-ba.
That is Patchy Sanders live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the album Patchy Sanders and the Wild Peach Forest. Danny and Jackie Aubert, Ian Van Ornum, Dan Cheryl, Sarah Wilbur, Eric Jones. Patchy Sanders, guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.